Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 400.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. We've got Dale back.
Hello.
And Gary.
Yeah, thanks. Good for asking.
And Steph will be back at the end of the episode because she couldn't get away from babysitting her own children this evening.
It's called parenting.
That's right. That's
right. It's called parenting, not babysitting.
But I've got a very Stephanie-focused quiz for the end of this episode.
Nice.
So I have to save it for her because the joke would just like it wouldn't be a joke if it wasn't.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. I've told you two about it, but I don't want to explain.
That's all right. We understand.
Well, spoilers.
You guys have got to get through a quiz as well.
What?
Yes. Oh,
quiz overload.
I know. Quizzes are really fun.
Especially for 400.
Yes. So I've written 400 questions. No, I haven't.
Oh, right, right. Because Hottest 100 went for a while. I'm just thinking, we have got the 400.
Yeah.
We could be here all weekend.
You've got the weekend? Okay. Yes. That's good. Phew. We've had shepherd's pie, just in case you're wondering.
Delicious.
The oven is off. Sometimes it will like whistle.
Squeal.
Yeah, it's more like a squeal when you turn it off and it goes, but it's off. And for dessert?
We have a beautiful pavlova. Well, if I may say so, a pavlova ready to go. Just got to put some topping on and we're going to dive
some
in.
Berries, yeah.
Well, who made this delicious pavlova, Gary?
Handmade. Handmade.
This is amazing.
Yes, yes. We have a lime tree that is somewhat prolific, and so I make a lot of lime butter, which is just lemon butter. Let's not kid ourselves. Takes a lot of egg yolks, so there's a lot of egg whites floating around.
Clever.
We've been eating a lot of pavlova.
Pavlova. As soon as this one's finished, next one gets made.
So wait a second, but by the time it gets to Christmas, are you guys sick of pavlova?
Never.
Okay, good.
No, but by then the limes have stopped.
Okay. Yeah.
So this peak will peter out at some point, and then Christmas will come around and we'll be happy to have it again.
What was the most prolific year? No, I don't want to know the year. Just how long did your lime production go on for? Because sometimes they go for longer, don't they, the seasons?
2 to 3 months.
It's pretty good.
Mm. Yeah, it's not bad. We have had years where we've had multiple crops in one year, and that was pretty special.
That's weird.
We've had a possum eating our lime tree leaves, so it's a bit sad at the moment.
It hasn't stopped the limes from being prolific. No. So pavlovas are still on their way. It hasn't dented the pavlova production line.
Because when you get those stink bugs, they like to eat the almost blossoms.
They do. Like they suck the moisture out.
Yeah.
So that's not this time of year because those blossoms
that's
are already
a spring
into,
sort of thing,
into fruit.
Mm.
Do you know the best way to get them down? Hockey stick. Because you use the hook.
Oh, that's very
you
clever.
Can control. So if you need to borrow one.
Right. We know where to go.
Yes, exactly. This is where
it
is.
In order to
we got connections.
In order to deter this possum. I do have a dog, but he's not doing his job properly. So I went to the garden shop and they've hooked me up with this spray. It's all natural. It's garlic and chili spray. So I'm spraying my lime tree with garlic
and chili.
Smells
delicious.
Oh, no. Stop me going out there. And the vampires won't be coming
taste
either.
A little different next time, Gary.
Yeah. It's pavlova.
You'll have to start making more guacamole. That's three of the ingredients sorted out. That's brilliant. Yep. Amazing. Because we're going to do two quizzes, we're not going to do the nyols, but I do want to know what you two have been watching.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Me?
Go on.
I've been doing a lot of practicing, you know, rehearsals and stuff like that for operas and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm very tired. It's late at night. So I just want to relax with something that doesn't tax me too much. So I've been turning to Northern Exposure, which is the show from the 90s.
Early 90s,
early
I would
90s.
Say.
It's quite nostalgic. Like it's from a simpler time.
That was quite a popular show. Would I, Gary? I'm turning to Gary because I reckon you will remember. Was that a Channel 10 show?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Don't know. Why do we remember these things?
I just remember that moose walking down the main street.
It was the beginning of quirky shows.
Yeah.
So you had your straightforward LA Law, NYPD Blue, those straightforward, this is the cops do this, that's what happened. And your TV shows were very straightforward. And then they started going quirky. So in Australia we had Sea Change.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that
and
show.
And again, it was we're watching it for the characters who are fun and entertaining. And even a show like X-Files, which is probably more in the first half, first category, the characters started to just they're be a little bit quirky, odd, a little bit quirky, a little bit, oh, they're not straight. So it was when things started to turn and there was a show called
there's
Ed.
Twin Peaks as well.
Twin Peaks. Oh, that was very quirky.
Yeah, really weird. Quirky.
Ed was a show similar to Northern Exposure.
But that was definitely after, wouldn't you say?
That would have been probably 5 or 10 years after.
Yeah.
So you started to get a different type of show. And this was, this was at the forefront, but it was one of the earlier ones.
At least one of the more popular ones.
And because of that, it's like when you go watch Twin Peaks now, you think it was so cutting edge, but you're like, oh, actually.
It's a bit dated, whereas this one, it's just charming still. So
yeah, it's still charming.
It's aged well. A classic fish out of water kind of story, New York doctor, thrust into rural Alaska.
Now, funnily enough, I went on a search for this probably about 3 or 4 years ago and I couldn't find it on any streaming service.
Oh, okay. Well, shout out to Amazon.
Okay, they've got it.
They've got it.
That's really good. And do they have multiple seasons?
Yeah, there's 6 or 7 seasons.
Oh, wow.
There's more than you might think. And there's it's in the days when one season meant like 20 episodes, not 10 like you get nowadays.
Yeah, were they supposed to be hour-long episodes?
Yeah, so it was like the 43 minutes, which if you add in ads, then it would have been an hour. But Amazon also has ads now, which is a bit
annoying.
Oh, that's
right. I forgot about that. Some of them do. Apparently some Netflix do.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And HBO Max does.
You can pay to get rid of them, but I'm not
But you're already
keen.
Paying.
You're already paying. Paying a second time.
It's all right. It reminds me of when cable television came here and everyone was like, this is great. You get all these extra channels and no ads. And then they started introducing ads and you're like, now I'm paying for ads. Yeah. It's not fair. Northern Exposure on Amazon. I'm going to watch that because I wanted to see if it's comfort. And I love the fact that you said it holds up.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's fun to watch. It's comfort. I've used the word quirky already. It's just interesting to watch. They're a little bit odd but not annoying.
And the guy from Aiden from Sex and the City.
Yeah. Jeff Corbett.
John
Corbett. Yeah, John. It's not Jeff. It's John. John Corbett. John. And The Greek Wedding.
That's right. My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was at least one sequel to that movie as well.
At least one, maybe two.
They made a third movie.
Not that
movie
long ago,
recently.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, about the daughter or something.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, what a classic. What a great actor.
He must look so young in Northern
Exposure.
Oh, he does.
Like he's fresh out of university. Yeah.
Right. And he's like, he plays like a, not a hippie, but he's kind of still that Aiden character, right? That kind of.
A little bit. Like he runs he's a bit sort of lefty, commie sort of character, but he runs the radio show or the only radio station in town. But, of course, the radio station's owned by the most conservative ex-astronaut.
That's right, I remember. Yeah.
So it's got a lot of charming characters. Yeah it's nice. Fun.
A lot of different sort of people. Have you been watching stuff or have you been going out to see stuff?
Oh, in person, please. Yes, I went out and what I saw recently, I went and saw Cats while it's been out here.
Yeah.
They've pretty much recreated the same show that was out here in the, I'd say, 80s, might have been 90s. Mm-hmm. I just remember I was at school. Mm. And it's interesting because I never saw it then and I just remember it and Phantom of the Opera just felt like they were on for 2 or 3 years. So
they probably were.
And it was just a big thing that everyone went to. So it came on and I thought, I'll go and give that a nudge.
Yeah.
I wasn't taken by it.
The music's very 80s,
it's
isn't
very
it
80s, but they really have one good song and the whole story is around that one song they sing 3 or 4 times. But also I'm not a Cat person. I get that you are.
It's a musical.
And if you just think, what's a story that can go for 2 hours that you can write about a group of cats?
What is the story? I'm trying to think. I probably saw it about 4 years ago, I reckon.
There are a bunch of cats that are sort of odd and they're just all sort of friends and that's the bossy one and that's the singy one
and then
that's
they go
the
and watch
one.
The old one.
Yeah, and the old one does something and tries
sings
to give
a song
some,
and then try, and then just disappears, aka goes
I'm
to
I'm not
another
a cat person.
World.
I thought it was clever.
I used to think the costumes looked really
good. Costumes were good. Like, I love dancing, so I could watch that and just go, wow, you're all talented. I mean, and I did. They're all talent. And everyone on the stage is great. Mm. It's just the story's a bit lacking.
Yeah.
And but it's based off of a poem.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? Because
T.S. Eliot.
That's the bit that I remember when I saw it first when I was a kid, that cats have their own names for each other that are not the names that we as humans give them. Allocated. And I remember as a kid going, So what is your name? And my cat didn't answer at the time.
Really?
No. Oh. I know. To this day, I still don't know what the real name was.
Oh, that's crazy.
Horrible.
Look, it was fine. Don't need to go and see it again. But it was fine. I'm glad I went. I'm glad I saw it. As I said, the dancing and singing is great.
Yeah.
The song is – the songs, I should say, not just the one song. Mm. The songs were impressive.
Rumpel teaser. I'm trying to think of some. Jellico Cats.
Yes.
Jellico.
Yeah, so that's on playing at the moment. Mm. I think it's still here, and then I think it's travelling around. So. Okay.
Yeah, great. Mm. Excellent.
What about Andrew Lloyd Webber? He's having quite a revival at the moment. And apparently, Evita's opened.
I've never seen that.
Back up on over in London and doing very well. Yeah.
Yeah, great.
I did have some news.
Mm-hmm.
There's a group. Called Stop Killing Games.
Yes. They're from Australia, are they?
No, they're international. They're based over in Europe, but international.
Okay.
And what they're doing is they're trying to raise awareness and try and get some legislation through in various jurisdictions around video games and how games, like we think back to when we were kids and there was Pac-Man and there was Pong and there was Space Invaders
Mario.
And you went and got your Atari and you bought the cartridge and you owned it and you played it. And now it's all transferred completely that you're doing it online and even if you're buying it, you still don't own it forever. And what they're trying to do is to try and get some legislation through and they're getting a bit of traction in the EU around how there are communities, like an online community, and the online community can take ownership of the program. Once the actual designers and owners say we don't want to do that anymore, because they're saying if it's something like let's say for instance there's a movie and people have performed in it and they've written it and there's been all the people that do things in the movie and all those people put hard work into it and it's like the studio saying we're not only not going to show that anymore but we're going to not let anyone look at it ever again. So all those people have put creative work into it are now losing any opportunity to demonstrate what they can do.
I made this game. We can't see it, so we don't know that you made it.
Yes, and so all these communities in a different sense of just people that play and they play with each other, play these games, can no longer play it if the server says we're not going to
they do call them studios. If the studio says we're going to shut down the server and not make it accessible for you, well, how are you supposed to play it? Even if you've got the disc or like the thing downloaded on your laptop or whatever.
What they're trying to, what this group's trying to do called Stop Killing Games is to create little communities that can take the rights from the studio to say, look, we'll host it because we still like playing it. We like these particular games that are going. And rather than you getting rid of it forever, again, it's like saying that song doesn't exist anymore or that
can't listen to
it. No. And in a way, it's like saying, well, what if we got rid of all Kindles or ebooks or something and you paid for those? How do you listen to it? What if Spotify all of a sudden said, no, we're closing down?
Where do you get
it? Where makes the CD?
Because everything's a subscription rather than being an actual object.
Yeah, you don't own anything. Yeah.
So anyway, that's what this group is. And I was just listening to a story on doesn't matter where I was listening to it. I was listening to a story about what these group are doing and how they're actually getting some traction. As I said, over in the EU, they're getting some
– That's a big thing, having the EU sort of get attention.
The EU has a – again, I'm taking this from the article that I was listening to. They have a system where if you can get a certain amount of names on a like a petition, then they have to do something about it.
Interesting. That's cool.
And I think they're doing a similar thing in the UK and in France, and I think there was another country, it might have been Italy, but they're getting traction there. So that at least the powers that be might have to look into doing some sort of legislation to create the possibility that this is, you can't just end it for the sake of ending it.
Yeah, because then how is there any sort of preservation over this? I know that there are video preservation groups and stuff as well, where they're like, you know what, if this studio, game studio, shuts down and all the assets are gone.
And so if we look now and we'll go into the powerhouse, so we'll go to wherever and we'll say, oh, look at what they used to play with as toys and games in days gone by. And so in 100 years' time, if they look back at us and say, what did they do?
We can't see it.
We can't show you anything.
Sorry. Don't have the hard drive that has the original version of
it. So that's what they're looking at.
Yeah, that's really interesting because I don't have Steam, but I know that Steam isn't like a PC thing and you can download as many games as you want.
Mm-hmm.
And they could be from like the big companies Sony or Xbox or EA or whatever. And then you've got like the independent ones, right? And which one's safer?
Yeah, that's right.
Is it the independent because it's like that person has made it and they will always want it to be available to be played by everyone? Or is it EA who are like, you know what, we don't want you to play Battle Ball. I'm just making it up. But like, we don't want you to play that anymore. It wasn't making us any money. We're spending too much money.
It's all a commercial decision.
Yeah. Whereas, shutting it down. Whereas gone forever.
You've made a movie and then people go and see it and then – so they'll see it at the cinema and then it'll go on to streaming and then it'll go on to Foxtel or whatever. And then you can buy DVDs or whatever.
Yeah, the Blu-rays or something.
All the different. So there's this system that, and then, you know, now you just watch it whenever.
Yeah, I can watch that whenever I want. Yeah.
But in the video games, it's not the same way and that there isn't this long ongoing life. Yeah. A studio can't say, oh, we're going to stop The Wizard of Oz and we're going to stop Sound of Music.
Everybody would be like, no, you're not.
Yeah. So it's just interesting. I've heard that and thought, oh, I'll talk about that today.
Can you imagine how Steph would be if the maker of Stardew Valley decided to shut it down? She would.
Oh, I don't want to be in the room when she finds that out.
Beside herself. Oh my gosh. She'd be
ripping doors off hinges.
Where's he living up?
Oh god.
Are you feeling brave? Do you want to try this quiz?
I'm ready. Big 400 ready.
What I love the most is that quiz song, the theme, is going to be played twice this episode. It's the first time ever.
Okay, nice.
Yep. First time ever you hear it twice. So because we're celebrating the 400th episode, I thought how best to do this and make people stress and then, you know, people listening can laugh. So I thought, okay, what if I talk about things that are either 40 or 400, but they have to have the numeral 4 in them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to have a look at 4 movies with the numeral 4 in them.
Ooh.
And you have to try and tell me in your very best way what the synopsis would have been.
Can I guess at 4 weddings and a funeral?
Yes, weddings and a funeral. All right.
That's the only one.
What's the storyline?
I think it's pretty self-evident. Well,
a guy meets a girl at a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And then again at the second wedding.
Yes.
And then a third wedding. And then there's a funeral.
Then there's the funeral.
But they've shacked up somewhere in between all of that.
Yeah.
And then they have an argument or some sort of.
It's kind of like Harry Met Sally.
I think one of the earlier weddings is hers.
Oh, might be. This is Andy McDowell.
Okay. Yes, yeah. Andy McDowell here. And I think she's getting married in the second one.
I don't know.
And what's her name? But there's a bit of a love triangle because Hugh Grant's character is being pined over by,
there's another girl.
Kristen Thomas or something. She's from like The English Patient. I mean, she was in Absolutely Fabulous as well for like one episode. Oh. But that's a place that was I know great, her from.
That's when her career really skyrocketed.
Oh, she was the very stressed out parent. Yeah.
Anyway, I think we did well.
What I have is
lovable Englishman and his group of friends seem to be unlucky in love. When he meets a beautiful American called Carrie at a wedding, he thinks his luck may have changed. But after one magical night, she returns to the States, ending what might have been.
Oh.
As their paths continue to cross over a handful of nuptials and one funeral, he comes to believe that they're meant to be together, even if time isn't always on their side.
And the fourth wedding
is that theirs?
Him. Remember, it starts by we see the wedding invite, but we only see his name. We don't see who it's
to. Yeah, we don't know who it is.
We don't know if it's to like, the maybe girl.
Or is it the maybe or a new Well done.
Peter Dinklage was in that movie, I think.
Was he really?
Yeah, from Game of Thrones. I'm pretty sure.
That's so cool. Because he's older than he looks.
Right.
Because I don't know if he dyes his hair, but he always seems to have like dark hair. But when you look, I want to say he's in his 50s.
Oh, yeah. He would.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've got to also think Game of Thrones started.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm going to say 15 years ago.
56.
Yeah. So even if he was 40 when that started.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he would be if that's the case.
Yeah.
Because this would have started around 2010. Mm.
Yes, I think it probably would have been. 42 Up is the next film.
Oh, the Up series.
Yeah, the Up series. That's a good one, right? Mm-hmm. Do you remember it, Dale? Okay, so it's
complete blank.
We'll do it.
So it's a documentary series.
From England.
And they follow, I'm going to guess and say a dozen, maybe 16-ish
people
from different walks of life. So meaning upper class, lower class, middle class.
Oh, is this the one where they track them every seven years? Yeah.
And so it's 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, 42. That's me doing my seven times tables. And they've kept going.
Yeah.
65, then last I heard was a 65, but that would have been over 10 years ago, so there's probably more. Mm-hmm. And they just – it's interesting to watch how they progress and how they've now got their own families.
Yeah.
But linking it back to where each of them started and the education they had. And the show started off talking about how – what – talking about what education – system you go through,
and
they didn't really talk about class, but it was quite inherently
obvious.
How that propels you to your ultimate
what's your destination with how you've been brought up. I remember it was on SBS
regularly.
And they would play I think they would play it once a week on a weekend for a while. Mm-hmm. So I started with 7 and I went all the way up until, you know, maybe it was 42, and I watched every single one for weeks. It was great because it meant that I didn't have that long between them.
Mm. Right. Yep.
And I think maybe one or two of them have passed away.
Do you remember the people from one documentary to the next?
They will often refer back to things that they've said before.
Sometimes regularly flip between.
So yeah. Sometimes they've missed a couple, where they haven't wanted to participate, but then, you know, 14 years later they have. It's really interesting.
What a remarkable series.
Oh, yeah. It's so cool, Dale. Really you would good. Love it. I'm surprised you haven't found out about it.
There's a 63 Up. I'm just doing a bit of Googling.
Maybe you should check. It might still be on demand. Maybe SBS has held
the rights.
The rights, maybe. I don't know. Okay, whilst Gary looks for that, does anybody know the synopsis, the storyline for 42nd Street, which is, of course, a musical, but it was made into a film? You know what? I saw 42nd Street live when I was probably about 10, and I thought it was the most exciting thing ever because I believe it might have been one of the first proper grown-up musicals I went to see. I'm going to guess. Do you want me to have a guess? Do you remember it? I've got the synopsis, but I haven't read it.
Santa Claus?
No.
That's Miracle.
So it's something.
The cop one?
I'm pretty sure it's about people who want to be in musicals.
Oh.
So they're like trying to. It's almost like that movie Chorus Line.
I was going to say.
And it's on 42nd Street because that's where Broadway is.
On the door, that song.
Like that.
No, I haven't seen it.
When Broadway director falls on hard times with both his health and his finances, he helms an ambitious musical as a final production before his retirement. His lead actress is torn between two loves of the show, the show's wealthy banker and an earnest but penniless actor. Whilst aspiring young performer Peggy waits in the wings hoping for her big break. 42nd Street is the avenue I'm taking you to. 42nd Street. Yeah.
It was also one of the most successful motion pictures of 1933.
Of 33?
Earning almost $1.5 million.
Oh, look out.
And at the 6th Academy Awards, it was nominated for Best Picture. There you go.
It was a big deal back in the day, and I was there taking it all in. It all, the Four Seasons. This is a film from 1981 with Alan Alda. Have you seen it? It was made into a TV series with Tina Fey, Steve Carell. Yeah, Will Fort or Forte. I never know how to pronounce his last name. Only this year.
No, I do not know it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Jack, who is Alan Alda, and Kate, who is played by Carol Burnett in the film, but that's Tina Fey and Will in the thing. They go on vacation, holidays, every season with their old group of friends. That I think they're from uni.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of their friends, Nick, who is played by Steve Carell in the series, surprises everyone when he arrives at one of their holidays, not with his wife, but with a very young girlfriend. And everyone's like, what's going on? It's all about becoming middle-aged, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And who has a middle-age life crisis and who doesn't, who is still friends after so many years. And it's really good. Alan Alda is very good. He directed it. I'm pretty sure he wrote it as well.
So that's only just come out.
No, the remake.
But the original was a film. Netflix is the new one. I reckon you'd like it. It's really good. There's some good actors in there. Shall we continue with our four question?
Just come back in.
Yes.
Seven Up.
Yes.
They made a 63. 60. Sorry, they made a 56. They made a 63, sorry. And then the guy who was making them died.
He was an adult.
No, he wasn't that much older than them.
Really?
When they filmed Seven Up, I think he was in his 20s.
Insane.
So he was only not much.
Wow, okay.
Like he was just out of uni.
Yeah.
So they've announced that they're going to make the next one without him, which will be 70 up.
Wow, 70.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it only feels like about 20 years ago that I watched it. Oh, because it was. That's right. Who composed Four Seasons?
Oh, that was Antonio Vivaldi.
I would say Vivaldi, but I would defer to Dale.
And the reason I put that in is because Four Seasons film and series, each season has that Vivaldi movement. Movement. Yeah. It's really cool. When did the iPhone 4 come out?
I'm looking at Dale because he owns an iPhone. I don't.
What are we up to now? Like iPhone 16
I think
or it's something,
16 now.
Which meant it came out 16 years ago, 2010. So I'm guessing 2014.
It was 2010.
Oh, really?
I don't think they're
the original. The original iPhone came out in 2007.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think they've released one every single year. I think they've skipped a few. Geez.
Interesting, right?
Steve Jobs died.
They've lost count. They were like, oh, he was the only one keeping up with it. We don't know what the number is.
Get the abacus out. We've got to start again.
They tried to use the calculator, but they didn't know how to.
No. Well, tech support wasn't around anymore.
What American school would a year four kid be in? So what kind of American school?
Oh, so they don't say primary school.
No.
They say elementary school.
That's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's complicated though because you've got elementary, middle school, junior high, or then high school.
Oh, I always thought middle school was junior high. That's different.
Well, maybe it's in different states. It could be in different states. I'm not sure. But, elementary generally goes up to year five, kindergarten to year five.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Who sang Four Seasons in One Day?
Crown House.
Yeah. I was going to say that, but then I thought, no, but I don't know stuff about modern Australian music. So.
Yeah. That's why you didn't come to the Hottest 100. I get it.
Do you remember when they had their farewell tour in 1996?
Yeah, I was there.
It's not that long ago.
At the Opera House.
Everybody was there. I wasn't. Were you? Okay.
You didn't live in Sydney then?
No, I was in Japan.
Okay, that was your excuse. I don't know what mine was.
It was crowded. You wouldn't have fit in.
It was too crowded. It really wouldn't have fit in. It was between the wall and the opera house. Can't take it.
Wedged in very tight.
Oh, disgusting. What were the names of the four kids in the show Family Ties?
Four. There were three.
Later seasons, they introduced a baby.
Did they?
Yes.
Mallory.
Yes.
Jen.
Yes. What was Michael?
Alex Dixon.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Dixon? And,
Keaton.
Keaton. That's it. Sorry. I know
and
Alex Dixon.
The baby was called Andrew.
I do not remember a baby.
Okay. How many degrees is it when you turn around four times? That's such a stupid question. I laughed when I looked it up.
60 times 4.
Oh, God.
You're going to make me do maths in my head. 360 times 4 would be 1, 2, 6 times 4, 2, 1.
If only he had an iPhone, he could use the calculator.
1480?
It's 1440.
Oh, 1440.
Close. This is going to be a hard question to answer because my M sticks. And so now the question is, what is the name? What is the name of the actor who has won 4 Oscars, the only one that I could find on the internet, who has won 4 Oscars for Best Actress? Having said that, there's no actor who has won 4. So this is
Meryl Streep?
Not Meryl. Do you want me to give you some? It's Katharine Hepburn.
Yeah, she's good.
She got it for Morning Glory in 1933. The Lion Winter. Guess who's coming to dinner?
Golden Pond.
That was her last one.
Oh, that's right. She went Golden Pond.
Interestingly enough, Morning Glory was the same year that 42nd Street came out, and got on Golden Pond was the same year that Four Seasons came out.
Oh, there you go.
We're just connecting it all together. You need to name that's right, one band with the number 4 in their title.
4 Seconds of Summer.
I think that's 30 seconds.
Oh, 30 seconds. 4.
They had, do you want me to give you some clues? I think early 90s. Song is still probably played in every supermarket to this day. Female singer.
Can I just ask, are they Australian?
They're American. The singer ended up being a composer and wrote a lot of songs for Pink at the time, back in the day. They were probably all brunettes, and I feel like there were a lot of dreadlocks in that group as well.
No.
I had to touch the eyebrows. They're female.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
What's Going On was their song.
What's going on? I said, hey.
They were called 4 Non-Blondes.
Non-Blondes. Mm.
Who was the 4th Prime Minister of Australia?
Deacon Barton Watson.
I knew you'd know. Yeah.
Is it one of those?
No.
Fisher?
No. But in order to fish, sometimes you have to walk through.
Bruce.
The big grass that comes out of the water.
Reed.
Yes. George Reed.
You know what I'm doing? I'm just saying all the inner city suburbs of Canberra.
Too good. That's brilliant. So he was Prime Minister from the 18th of August.
They were all really short.
Till the 5th of July the next year. Crazy.
Yeah, and that's like 2004. Sorry, 1904. So, and he's the 4th Prime Minister.
Insane.
They churn through them faster than we've been doing lately.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm.
Who was the 4th last Prime Minister of Australia?
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4. Abbott.
Mm-hmm. It's Tony Abbott. Can you name 4 of the Von Trapp kids?
Liesl.
Yes.
Frederick.
Yes.
Birgitta.
Yes.
Gretel.
Yes.
Gretel, yeah.
And then there was Kurt, Louisa and Marta.
Mm. Louisa.
That's not bad.
You guys did very well.
Yeah. Oh, that was another stage show I've seen recently.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's funny because before we started recording, for some reason, we were talking about Sound of Music.
We were talking about Dancing in the Dark, that's Bjork. Right, there's a show within the movie. Yes. And we couldn't work out what the movie, what the stage show was. We think it's Sound of Music, but we need to Google it.
Or watch it.
Audience, please fact check us.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
3 more questions.
Okay.
Who won the 400 meter run fast race at the 2000 Olympics?
WCF.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy Freeman. Who left Britain in the early 5th century, aka the 400s?
Who left Britain?
Yeah.
In the 400s.
Yes.
Well, it would have done gone over to France.
You mean like the Romans?
Yes, correct. Yeah. Estimated 410 AD.
Yeah, because Boudicca kicked them out.
It was her.
No, I don't know that it was, but she booted them out of Scotland, I think.
With her red hair flowing in the wind.
Well, that's every Scot person, really.
Yeah.
So there were actually lots of them.
Mm, all and that red they flying.
Confused you. I'm the leader. No, I am. No, I am. I am.
No, they look like lemmings. I didn't know which one they're talking to.
Everything I learned about that period in British history, I learned from Doctor Who.
Oh, great. I wasn't expecting you to say that. That's awesome. Which doctor taught you that?
Oh,
all of them.
Yeah, true.
Doctor. Oh, sorry. Okay. Oh,
did I hear that Doctor Who's now no longer on?
Oh, it's on
on Disney.
It's not on Disney anymore.
Oh, isn't it?
No.
And
is it back on BBC?
We don't know. Must
be. The thing is, I think Disney were helping to fund it.
Oh. Yes, because they upped the special effects.
Yeah. So maybe they just dropped them again. And
yeah, back to cardboard boxes.
It was funner that way.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
They're the ones we remember.
Mm-hmm.
Final question.
Ready.
I hope you're not feeling too upset about it. What year did The Simpsons air their 400th episode?
They've been going for a long time. Like that's probably a long time ago.
I was very surprised when I Googled it.
They started off in the 90s. It. And how many do you do in a year?
I think they do like 20 or something, right?
Oh, okay.
But it takes like 4.5, 5 years to do 100 shows about that. So, I'd say 2010?
When the Sydney Olympics were on, one of the channels on Foxtel just did nonstop.
That's pretty good.
Simpsons.
I liked it when they had those marathons.
And
so
they must have had enough content then.
Ah, sure. Mm. It wasn't 400 episodes. You're close with 2010.
Okay.
It was a bit lower.
I'd go 28.
2008?
2007, the 20th of May.
Mm.
I was surprised. I was thinking, probably 2014 or something like that.
It's been going on since forever. It's amazing. Far out. Yeah. Have they grown up or are they still the same?
They're still the same.
Perpetually.
Yeah.
She's been a baby.
No, Maggie.
Maggie has been a baby.
Didn't Marge die recently?
Oh, sad.
No.
Have I just spilled
You mean the character or do you mean the actress?
No. The character. Voice.
No. Why would they do that?
I don't know.
Well, maybe the actress retired.
Maybe.
Because I think she was Marge and the two sisters, Patty and Thelma, right? Was she the only? Were they the only voices that she did?
Isn't she the waitress from Cheers?
I don't know.
Rhea Perlman married to Danny DeVito, or do you mean Shelley Long?
No, married to Danny DeVito.
Well, it can't
DeVito.
Be Kirstie Alley because she's no longer with us.
Well, that's probably why they got rid of Marge Simpson.
Oh, and that's why there's no more Simpsons on the air. They were like, we can't continue. We're too sad about it.
Oh, wow. But tell you what, talk about animation that's making a comeback. What about South Park?
Oh, I know.
Oh, incredible.
They just,
really hit the mark with these last couple of episodes. I love it. Like Christine Noem and the way she just keeps on killing those dogs and the way they have an ice raid on a Dora the Explorer concert. And then someone says, but these are God-fearing people.
So
I am sure that there are many, many Latinos in heaven. And so there's an ice raid in heaven. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. And then Christine Noem comes along and sees this flying dog, this little angel, halo and stuff. She shoots it. Oh, my God.
Hey, did you hear that Dean Cain, who was Superman in Lois and Clark, has joined ICE?
No.
He thinks he should because the president. Oh, it's good to serve the president. Oh, so just so you know.
I liked his Superman.
That was the one I watched the most of because it was a series. But anyway, if you find that one on the streaming service, maybe don't watch it.
Yeah.
So coming up next, you'll hear the quiz music again and then Stephanie stressing out over the hilarious. Okay. I'm going to tell you because it's seconds away, right? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to quote what she said in a review over like several years ago, and she has to tell me what she's reviewed in.
No.
And I feel really sorry, but I don't because I would have no idea. Even if it was last week, I wouldn't remember. So that's what she's going to endure now. So please enjoy her stress, her anxiety, her screaming, or sometimes she surprises us all and she just gets 100% cool, calm and collected.
Right. Well, we'll swap
Good luck,
seats.
Yeah, swap seats.
We'll swap seats and she can come in. We'll just finish the panel over.
Yeah, we still have to have the panel over, obviously. True. Gary and Dale, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Happy 400.
Happy
400. Okay. This is the part of the podcast that surprisingly took the most amount of effort. Steph?
Hi.
I'm not getting you here, but just doing this.
I appreciate that I am the most amount of effort.
Oh, I love a good celebration via just quizzes.
It is the only way, to celebrate.
Yeah.
Why would you bother having party hats when you can have a quiz?
Don't have a birthday cake. Mm-mm. Have a quiz.
Have a quiz cake.
Perfect. All right, let's see if this works in terms of where this audio is going, but I'm going to play you. There are six of them, right? Mm-hmm. Just like a normal quiz. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play you some of reviews that you have given over the years.
Oh, no.
I didn't go too far back.
Okay. But
by too far back, I mean I think the earliest one is from 2022.
Okay. I mean, I'll be perfectly honest with you. I forget a lot of what I've watched.
I'm going to be honest with you. I was looking at photographs on Instagram of things that we've talked about. I was like, I don't know if that was you or me who watched it. I don't remember it.
You could give me one from last week.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that I'd remember.
Okay. Well, good luck with all of this. Here we go. This is number one. Oh, hang on. You'll need headphones, won't you, for this? Otherwise you can't hear them. Okay. Without further ado, because there's been enough of it. Okay. Can you hear?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It was rating so poorly.
Really?
And
how come you're watching it then?
There is Well, because you kind of like, well, I want to see why it's bad.
Mm. Oh, no, I don't know what
this
is.
And I think what it is these guys are vicious, and they're not just vicious for the sake of a camera's up. Like, these guys go deep into each other's past. They get private investigators. They contact, you know, exes and family members and all of that, and DMs, and they get into people's DMs, and people will contact them. And they use those DMs for information. So there is so much bubbling hostility and animosity before cameras go up.
Wow. Ooh. Okay. That whoosh is for me to remember to press pause. What do you think that one is?
Is it a Housewives?
Yes.
Of Salt Lake City? No, Miami. No. Let me think about it. Jersey.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to say Miami. That just came out because I've been watching it.
Okay. All right.
They are vicious.
That was good pausing, by the way. Yeah. Okay. Number two.
So he's continuing with the going through each region, but he's obviously doing different regions and different parts, so it's not covering the exact same things.
Cool.
So he starts in Lombardy and Tuscany.
Yeah, he does.
I think the episode starts in Florence. He goes to Siena. The really interesting part is going up into the mountains where the Carrara marble is made, produced, mined.
Okay, what's that?
It's Stanley Tucci.
Mm.
Searching for Italy?
It's Tucci in Italy.
He's got two of kind of the exact same.
Yeah, exactly. So from what you were saying in that review, this is the second one.
This is the second season.
By the way, your review of Real Housewives of New Jersey was in our episode 348.
Mm-hmm.
This one was Tucci was in episode 388.
Okay.
The next one. Okay, we're going to go back in the time machine a little bit for this one. Here we go.
It's about a flight attendant who is a little bit
it's a good
of
one. I really like this one.
I guess she's a lost cause. She's drinking heavily.
Gave it away.
Traveling around the world, you know.
It was
no
2022.
Sort of
I thought it was too hard for you to remember.
And she witnesses a murder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she did. She's basically.
Quite close. She witnessed it. I'm quite close to the microphone there.
Right next. Mike etiquette, Leah.
Yeah. Oh, there's Mick.
Shush. You passed the whoosh.
Oh.
That was the flight attendant.
Yeah.
With Kaylee Kuoko. Whose name I still can't pronounce.
That was top five watches 2022. That was your number one.
That was my number one.
Your number one.
Get out of town.
I will not. Okay, let's see if I can rewind. I don't know how to rewind this.
I'll just catch it up.
Okay.
I'm really clever.
Okay. Yeah. I know that.
Because I've been putting it on just bits and pieces here and there during the day and night. My husband's been watching
it. Oh, he's gotten into it?
Yeah. And it was that typical thing of a man being like, what are you watching? Like, what is this? And then now he sits down and he goes,
Oh, yeah, she's good.
Oh, yeah, what? Why did they get together?
What's Luke doing?
What's he doing? I thought they weren't talking. I'm like, they're talking now.
I mean, he's coming in every, like, few episodes.
They probably won't be talking in a few more.
I find him sitting there, eyes glued. I'm like, it's a good show.
It is a good show.
Meanwhile, I'm like, do you see that?
Here we go.
Do you see that corner? I went
I've
to that
there.
Corner.
I've been there.
On the studio tour. Do you see that? I've got a photo of it. I'll find it for you. And he's like,
I don't need to see
it. I don't
that.
Know. What is it? I'm like, it's a goat and a hopper. He's like, I don't need to see it. I'll find you the photo. Do you know what's hilarious?
What?
I have no recollection.
Of talking about it?
Well, yeah, that, but of him watching the Gilmore Girls.
That means he won't either.
No, I got no idea.
Well, it is from 318, but episode 318.
I'm super glad that I shared the Gilmore Girls with someone because obviously I'm really excited about it. Yeah. Do you know what?
What?
I've just found someone on Instagram. I wasn't looking. Oh, maybe it was Facebook, whatever. They just appeared in my feed, my reels. It is the key. Oh, I'm going to get this wrong. The key set costume designer or the key costume designer of the Gilmore Girls. And she does little reels just talking about behind the scenes stuff and what happened. And sometimes it'd be like,
that's good.
If you see here, I was busy doing this and Scott Patterson, who played Luke, didn't change his shirt. So there is a mistake in this episode.
She's finding her own continuity issues. That's cool.
It's really fun to watch.
We got two more.
Yeah, go on.
Okay. You've gotten everyone so far.
Yeah, I'm really good at this game.
Okay.
So they race through parts of it in episode one. You're like, I'm
that's interesting.
The voice. I'm not an expert. It was an awful event that happened on the other side of the world 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe you could teach me a little bit more about it. The voice gave it away. Well, that was like, last week.
I've got to give you one from last week.
That was the
the laughing was so funny in that episode.
When I just like disappeared.
Yes.
That was the Hurricane Katrina one.
Episode 399.
Oh my God, my voice is bizarre.
Isn't it?
It was like that for almost 2 weeks.
You still sound a bit.
Still have a little bit.
But that's a big difference, right?
I know. My problem is I talk too much. All the time.
Calm it down.
I just don't repair my vocal cords because I don't shut up.
Speaking of shutting up, we've almost got to do it, but there's one more. Here we go.
So it's always going to be a bit of a murky story, but I think Netflix have done it really well in that the way they're telling the story, it flips in timeline often. So you've got to be on with it. There's another character who's going through a cancer diagnosis and another wellness journey, and she's obviously there to sort of juxtapose Belle's story.
Okay. We started playing it all again. Sorry. I thought that one, I was like, I'm going to make it ambiguous for a bit, but then you start giving yourself clues.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
It's apple cider vinegar. Yes. Which one at the Logies?
Show done good. It's because you reviewed it.
It is. That's absolutely.
This quiz has only been going on for about 8 minutes. Already we've had Chester and Eddie here.
Well, because they love me.
Couple of lads.
They're like my cheerleaders.
Lads of our town.
Trivia time.
That was from episode 373. Happy 400th.
Happy 400th.
My gosh, we are good. We are so good that we're celebrating by eating leftover shepherd's pie that I've put in a pie. So it's a pie in a pie.
Oh, it's like a turducken. But it's
yes.
Pie version.
Oh, so funny. On that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
See you in the next century.